faster than shit through a goose. More powerful than a 1973 Ford Pinto. Able to leap from the couch within a couple of tries. Look, over there. It's a rhino. It's a landmass. No, it's Captain Punishment. Working class, limp dick, bad guy, ass kicker. Operation Attack Squirrel presents the Captain Punishment Adventure Hour. This week's issue, The Apparition Occupation, Part 5. Daddy-o, sicko, oh daddy-o. But first, a quick message from our sponsor.
This issue of the Captain Punishment Adventure Hour is brought to you by Some Cuckers Salty Mints. When you need something in your mouth that just isn't quite right,
oh, no.
You need a Some Cuckers. Taste the disappointment.
Previously on the Captain Punishment Adventure Hour, the captain won $50,000 in the Skag City Lottery, but then lost it at the laundromat. Oh, and the witch he met cleared his house of a severe ghost infestation. The final battle with the Boo Woo crew had taken its toll on our wayward heroes. After a few long hours of mansion cleanup, everyone makes their way to their rooms for some long overdue shut-eye. However, Alakassandra, who is still struggling with some dark thoughts, makes her way to Captain Punishment's quarters, wearing what was, if you ask me, a very revealing nightgown.
Leave me alone, Lardman. I'll read your screenplay tomorrow.
Francis, it's me.
Alakassandra? I didn't think you were still up. Is everything all right?
Yes. No. Maybe. I don't know.
You sound troubled. Come in so that I may comfort you.
Thanks. Look, I need to be honest with you about the situation today.
You are great. It hasn't been this peaceful here in days. Now we can finally get the school open and—
Slow down. We're not there yet. This situation may be worse than I thought.
How worse?
Shitting your pants during a first date worse?
Oh.
At the end of the crew battle, I saw something.
Like what? A dog with three balls?
My father.
Is that supposed to mean something to me? We just met.
My father is an extremely powerful sorcerer. He comes from the Skagapalatian Mountains and is proficient in the ways of the Shine.
Ah, shit. He's a Shiner?
You know about Shiners?
A little. Dealt with a few back in my early days.
Well, my dad is like their unofficial trailer park king.
Don't tell me that your father is that miserable, sadistic bastard Sourman the Bugger.
So you've heard of him then?
Unfortunately. Damn! So that means you're a Shiner too, at least part.
You could say that. I'm only half Shine. My mother was a Wiccan, so I'm a Wiccan Shine.
I'm gonna need another Marley joint for this.
So you gonna get all weird now that you know I'm half Shine?
Why would I? Shit, honey, I've only understood about half of what's been going on. That's what this super adventure business is. Nodding and smiling a lot until it's time to pummel something.
Great. That's a load off.
Hey, I'm not one who should play Trailer Park Family History, because my closet's is full of bones.
Fine, but there's more.
Of course there is.
It goes without saying that my father and I have had our share of problems.
Daddy issues. Knew they'd rear their ugly heads.
Growing up, my father's loser Shiner people would come around and influence him into all kinds of rotten criminal shit, using magic to make a quick buck.
Classic story. So what? Do you think he's behind this?
Possibly. He could have conjured up the crew and God knows what else.
This is some pretty heavy shit. Maybe we should get naked and hold each other for support.
You're slick, Mr. Punishment. But before any sexy...
You ever notice how a hero's day never seems to end? Ever? Lay it on me.
Thank you. So my mother died giving birth to me.
I see we're moving away from the sexy. Let me get my sweatpants.
Stay with me. So my mother dies, which causes my father to overcompensate. A lot. He became very overprotective. Once I hit puberty, he wouldn't let anybody near me. But when I was 15, I started secretly fooling around with one of his associates. My father had begun smuggling guns through wormholes, and he hooked up with a real sick fuck named Gnarlo Nasty.
Jesus! You didn't bang Gnarlo Nasty, did you? That guy's a walking syphilis dispenser! From what I hear...
No, not Gnarlo, ass. His son, Degenerate Dave.
So what happened? Please say nothing, please say nothing, please say nothing.
We messed around a little, and that was it. But once my father got wind of it, he freaked the fuck out. And cursed me.
Well, some dads don't know how to use the right language around their daughters.
No, he cursed me. Like, hexed me? He immediately stopped doing business with Nasty, and I never saw Degenerate Dave again.
So,
What kind of curse?
Well, he shrunk my, hoo-ha?
Say that again?
He shrunk my vajay.
Who's John Valjay?
No, I mean, you know, my secret garden or whatever.
Are you talking about your special lady parts?
Yes!
Oh no, not your beautiful Virginia! What did that sick bastard do?
Well, he shrunk it so small, nothing can fit inside.
Fucking weirdo, porno-like, shiner bullshit. Brings a tear to your eyes. Shit.
I've tried to have sex on countless occasions with guys of all sizes, but I can't do it. Once they start, it's no use. They never fit, and I give up. It's mind-numbingly frustrating.
Your father is one dastardly piece of shit.
Not to mention creepy.
That is weird. Curse shrinking your daughter's vagina? Boo.
When my mother's sister Beulah Zacchetti found out, she went ballistic. Her and her husband Mortimer confronted my father.
Well, I should hope so.
They fought him and almost destroyed him. He scampered away to who knows where, while I went off to live with them. The Zacchettis taught me how to be the sorceress I am today. I haven't seen my father since.
That is some story.
I know. I've traveled all over the world trying to find a way to break the curse, but so far I've been unsuccessful.
Oh, here, you need to hit this more than I do.
Damn! They did grow some decent shit.
It's pretty good. Not shrunken vagina good, but it'll do.
Listen, I think there may be a shot to make intercourse work with you and I.
I'm listening with vigor.
Like I told you before, I've been following your career for years, so I know all about you. Your epic battles, your tour d'affaires, your legendary small penis.
Oh, good. We're hitting this low point now.
I have seen photos of your junk, and I am 100% certain that out of all the places on this earth, or in the various realms I've been, your puny junk is by far the tiniest penis I've ever seen.
Hey, thanks. Honesty is awesome. I think I'll go hang myself now.
No, listen. This may be for the best. So far, no man has ever been able to be inside me, but I think you're so tiny, it just might work.
It's not that small.
Anyway, I say we, well, give it a shot. See if we're compatible, sexually.
Okay, I like where you're going here. Even if humiliation is how it starts.
So, what's your move here, pal?
Right. Huh. Well, how about some music?
Sounds great. I'll get the wine. Get us plastered us!
So when I get freaky, I like to listen to the Conan the Barbarian soundtrack. Eh?
Maybe something not so aggressive?
Oh, how about the Superman soundtrack or, ooh, The Crow?
Maybe not a soundtrack. And something a more mellow?
How about Air Supply? 1983, live from Madison Square Garden?
Fine.
I have D'Angelo.
Whatever. Just turn off the lights.
So, I think I'm just gonna get naked now.
Okay.
I mean, is that what you're going to do? Get naked?
Yes, I myself am now getting naked.
I have removed both my socks and am now currently only wearing my underpants.
I think the constant narration is a bit much.
I'm sorry. I've never made it with a cursed girl before. It's a lot of pressure.
I'm sure you can handle it.
Well, we're gonna do our best. Let me apologize now for crying. Okay? Here I go. You think I could, like, kiss you or...
Well, let's figure something out.
Right. Okay. Oh.
Breathe. Oh. Breathe.
Wait. Hang on. Where is it? Okay,
is it in?
I think so. Maybe. Is that it? Oh, there she is. Oh, I can't believe this is happening. Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute. Yes.
Yeah.
I can feel it. Hang on. Oh, I can feel it. It's glorious. Harder.
Yes, ma'am.
That's it. Faster.
Yeah.
Faster. Faster.
When did sex start making my back hurt?
Yes! You did it! Fuck me! Fuck me, you ridiculous little dick bastard! Fuck me!
I'm making me!
The powerful pair had a delightfully scrumptious affair for hours until they were finally interrupted by several candles around the room igniting all at once.
Damn! See how hot you make me?
That's not us, dumbass!
Out of nowhere, Sourman and Ickley Barnum appear in the room.
Son of a bitch!
Well, doesn't this scene look tawdry?
An irate Sourman aims his ass-kicking stick directly at a still-naked Captain Punishment and fires a blast.
Blastus snatches thiefeth!
The blast sends Punishment across the bed over to the floor in agony. A few seconds later, Alakassandra dives to the floor, covering herself with the bedsheet.
Francis, you gonna be all right?
Ugh, I'll live.
Motherfucker, first you try and steal my mansion squat spot, and now I find you nut deep in my kin-be.
Sour Man the Bugger. Have you been here the whole time watching us? You are odd, man.
Shut your fucking talk hole. I can smell the lust of your torrid underneath, and it makes me sick. Back me up, Ickley.
Explodus Gormostus.
Sour Man and Ickley each fire blasts at our heroes, but Alakassandra responds in time.
Shield us from prickles! Loatheth most quicketh!
Alakassandra and Punishment magically find themselves in their costumes just in the nick of time.
Just because I hadn't played on that field yet, Punishment, don't mean I want you sniffing around my ballpark.
I find your constant interest in your daughter's sexcapades a bit unsettling, my lord.
Damn it, Barnum, task at hand, fuckface! Blasteth the asseth!
Shut your filthy mouth! Shield us against us! Back off, old man, or I'll hurt you bad! Power ass, blast ass!
Alakassandra sends a power blast towards Sourman, but it is blocked by Ickley.
Stand down, mister. I don't want to have to kill you, too.
Do what you must, my dear.
I figured a whore like you, Cassie, had better taste than a fat, loathsome pile of pig shit. You know, like you're some prize. By the way, thanks, bugger, for the creepy daddy cockblock, you pervert.
Just then, Lardman and Swift burst into the bedroom.
Sir, we heard noises and got scared.
This looks kinky.
Ickley, handle these little shits while I handle my daughter.
As you wish, sir.
Wallace, grab it!
A large, concrete hand comes from out of the wall and grabs Alakassandra.
Ah, dirty pool, motherfucker!
As Alakassandra struggles, Ickley takes aim at Lardman and Swift.
I'll save you guys!
Lardman runs at Sourman, but doesn't get too close before he freezes when Ickley spouts.
No moving!
Help! I can't move! Something's happening!
Icicle of the pop! Rush us, Limbus, lick us!
Lardman begins to shrink as political commentator Rush Limbaugh appears in the room looking fat and smug as ever. Within an instant, Lardman is transformed into a popsicle and is quickly thrust right into the blowhard's hideous mouth.
Oh, no, please, no!
Nothing more American than licking these things up and down while hating liberal scum.
Ew! Help! Oh, my God!
Lardman hates himself more happy and more with each lick as Swift revs up for battle.
You can't do that to my buddy!
Jervis, Wheel of Deathus!
In a flash, Swift finds himself running on a large gerbil wheel at super speed.
Someone get me out of this thing! I can't stop!
You always were a bitchy little pain in the ass. Got too much of your slut mama in you.
Don't you dare talk about my mother! Killeth Prickett!
Please, bitch, you're nothing but a Jew sweat hex compared to me. And now, for your little boyfriend. Freezeth, punisheth, suckasseth.
Oh, shit! I can't move!
Oh, hang tight. I'm working on it.
Presto, twisto, stylo!
Ouch! Now my body is bending into itself. Yowza, that smarts! Hey, Alakassandra, honey. Now I'm a human pretzel.
I'm thinking. The Wacky Willy Wizard's Away spell. No! Nickel Ned's Amazing Situation Sifter. No. Damn it. Think.
Let me see them insides. Swap-a-roo.
Okay, well, the good news is I'm unpretzeled. Bad news, I'm inside out. Ugh. Eek. Oh, I can see my own guts. Hey, what is that black thing? Ugh, hurry. The smell is terrible. Ugh. Wait, oh, yeah. Ah, great. great. I'm a blob of goo now. Captain Punish Mush.
I got it. Egotistical Edwards European Enemy Exorcism.
Leprose.
So your dad just gave me the leprosy. Oh, and it's all over my insides. Ugh, this is not at all comfortable.
Ugh. Hey, Eddie, you're so fine. You're so fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Eddie. Ugh. Hey, Eddie.
Don't do this, bitch.
Hey, Eddie, you're so fine. You're so fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Eddie. Hey, Eddie.
Don't you fucking dare.
Hey, Eddie, you're so fine. You're so fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Eddie. Hey, Eddie.
Now standing in the dungeon was a ghostly man, dressed in a fine white three-piece suit with coordinating overcoat and top hat. His gentlemanly stature made him stand tall and proper, as he always moved with grace.
Well, what do we have here? This seems to be a very peculiar situation.
Is that British warlock Egotistical Edward? Master, his magical prowess is legendary.
Oh, quit blowing him. That crotchety fucker ain't shit.
Egotistical Edward, it is I, Alakazandra Sacchetti.
Ah, Miss Sacchetti, your mystical virtuosity is known throughout many realms. Why do you call upon me?
Because a nasty shiner keeps giving me the business.
All sorcerers have their follies with other professionals. I suggest you grow a backbone.
But the shiner who is after me is none other than Sourman the Buggerer.
You mean that cohort who talked my beloved daughter Melinda out of her innocent bloomers all those many years ago?
The very one and the same.
Again, I ask, why has this become your affair?
Well, many reasons, but mostly, I'm Melinda's daughter.
Pish posh be gosh, that would mean...
You're my grandfather. Hi.
Well, this has become quite the undertaking, then. I never knew this unruly vagabond produced a child with my precious Melinda.
You made a mistake conjuring up this old bastard, you snake in the grass, little hussy! That fucker ain't got nothing in him but cobwebs, scotch, and tobacco.
Silence, night panty thief! Basham, his behind us!
Sourman is thrust backward by the blast.
Oh, goddammit!
Barely remaining on his feet.
My lord! I knew he was more powerful than you let on.
Alakazandra fires her spell at Ickley.
We fellow make mellow!
Who stops immediately and just sits on the ground.
Anybody else feel like a break?
Buggerer, your filthy behind has managed to dodge me for over 35 years. No more running, now you shall have the thrashing you deserve.
Don't threaten me, you stuck-up fuck! Kill the pricky!
Not this time, asshole! Shield us! All us!
Thank you, my dear. Now for a wee bit of onto derrieras.
Sourman is sent to the ground by Edward's magical blast.
Hey, look, Alakazandra, why don't we just let bygones be bygones and shit, huh?
After everything you put me through, I should peel back your cockshaft like a banana.
Yikes! Wells!
Maybe I can offer an alternative. When dealing with children, sometimes it is best to leave the discipline to their parents. Let this boy's father straighten him out. I summon thee who is most pewy. I summon thee, the stinky. Bring forth with much hate the filthy man who fornicates.
Out of nowhere, in a puff of even more stinky smoke, arrives Stinky Man the Fornicator. This short, fat, disgusting figure stood there shirtless in his dirty, torn-up jeans. His nipple clamps looked disturbingly painful, as did his crooked yellow teeth. A trucker hat with a Confederate flag sat atop his greasy, bald head.
Ooh, somebody's about to get their ass whooped! I was right in the middle of my afternoon window peep!
No, not my fucking daddy!
Sour Man, that you? Boy, I told you never to call on me when I'm skank-wanking.
No, it wasn't me, Pop. It was them. I swear it.
I don't give a fuck who it was, pants dump. You're getting the business end of my belt all the way back to Drunk's Holler. Homus Nowis.
A portal opens up next to Sour Man as his father, Stinky, continues to whip his ass inside.
Yeah! Some of my bitchin' low-life fucking kid. You better not have made me miss seeing the wit of Shirley's new tits!
Oh, I'll get you fuckers for this!
You shut your ass up, shit for brains!
No! Ow! Oh!
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how you handle your affairs with class.
Excuse me, Edward?
Yes, dear?
Now that Sourman has been vanquished, what's that mean for all his curses and such?
Most of the time, a curse can only be undone by its maker. To be honest, I usually don't involve myself with such puny mystical affairs. But for my newly discovered granddaughter, I could make an exception. Freeth this most splendid of wonders!
With a wave of Edward's hand, Alakazandra was freed from her wall hand prison. As she steps away from the wall, she feels a magical tingle in her private areas.
Wow! My curse is finally lifted! My vagina!
vagina is moist with possibilities.
Dear me.
Yes! I can fit my whole hand in there now. Thanks, Grandpa.
You are most welcome. Hopefully it won't take another supernatural disaster for us to cross paths again.
Let's have tea sometime.
That would be a delight, my dear. As what to do with you, Mr...
Barnum, please be gentle. I never meant for any of this to happen.
Let's see. Show us history.
A magical window opens above Ickley, showing his devious past, but yet still reveals his honest nature.
It appears you have just been a victim of circumstance. A hard life as a result of your questionable decisions. It is my honest opinion that if given the opportunity, you would embrace your inner good.
Really?
I am in need of a new paranormal personal assistant. I think this might be the perfect turning point for you, Mr. Bonham.
Oh, thank you, most esteemed forgiving one.
You may call me Edward. I think that shall be it. Until we meet again, granddaughter, I bid you adieu.
Bye.
Allus, back us to normale.
In that moment, egotistical Edward, along with Ickley Barnum, quickly disappear. Our heroes are now standing in Punishment's bedroom, no longer affected by the previous magical attacks.
What happened? Oh, we're all back to normal.
Thank God.
Alakassandra, you did it! Who needs a Dr. Pepper, huh?
Fuck that. My penis and your vagina need to get back into their sexy grudge match.
No time for hanky-panky. Look, as much as I've enjoyed this new whatever this is, I must decline. Your school is finally spirit-free. You need to get these doors open and get your affairs in order.
But...
Then we fornicate.
Fine deal.
Over the next few weeks, the captain and his band of merry misfits worked tirelessly on making repairs to the mansion. Eventually, the once great institution was returned to its former glory. Captain Punishment, Lardman, and Alakassandra admire their handiwork as they stand in the school's main courtyard.
Good work, everybody! Hey, thanks for the extra boost, Alakassandra.
Nothing but a few home improvement smells sprinkled with some financial luck charms to help you guys get back on your feet.
Well, it worked. We got new kids coming in every day.
Which means more enrollment fees, which leads to budget reports, which leads to longer hours, which means...
Relax, Lardman.
Speaking of relaxation, my name is Chef Cockmaster, and my meat thermometer says you're well done.
You have such a way with words.
Lardman, leave us immediately.
Affirmative.
Good. Now that he's gone, help me get my pantaloons off.
Can we at least make it to your room?
I don't think so.
Then let's hurry. Room us. Naked us.
A very short time later, the two heroes sit in bed in an awkward state.
Ooh. So, was it good for you? Speechless. I know.
Francis, we need to talk.
Whoa, pulling out the secret identity card. Must be serious.
It is. Oh boy. Well... The thing is, I'm finally free of my curse. I've been thinking...
That's never good.
This is the first time in my life where I can actually be free. Sexually, that is.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you have been such a godsend. But now I'm finally at a place where I don't have to settle for... Well, the tiniest... You know...
Ouch.
I'm sorry, but I truly feel it's high time I experience true girthy manhood.
Yeah, not much better.
I know. I'm not saying it right.
Then let's just not say it at all.
But it has to be said.
What about us?
We gave it a shot, but you were there. It was awful, right?
Well, I wouldn't say awful.
For you, probably not. I mean, you'll always be my snoogle boogles. Just now in a friend capacity.
Ugh, friends.
So then we are free to go out and see other people, or bigger penises, or whatever? You need to concentrate on your school. I'll leave Alakassandra Deuce to help with occult teachings and classes.
Ooh, can I have sex with your copy?
No. She should really explore her curse-free life now as well.
Wow, not even some copy head?
You're a good guy. You'll find someone who is interested in the uniqueness that's you. You know, whatever this thing is you have.
So says you. Fine. Go find yourself.
Are you going to be okay?
Yes. I'll be fine. I'll just stare out this window for a few hours.
It's been a once-in-a-lifetime adventure, Mr. Punishment. And who knows? Maybe one day, Alakassandra and Captain Punishment will be a main attraction.
Maybe so.
Gets me readies!
Alakassandra stands there, fully clothed, with her magically packed bags. while our hero stands alone and naked by the window.
See ya at the next crisis, Punishment.
Bye.
Exit us, post haste us!
Come in.
Couldn't help but listen outside your door, sir. You gonna be okay?
Eventually, Lardman. Eventually.
We'll get through it together, sir.
Stop hugging me, Lardman!
Sorry. Hey, isn't that the souped-up black 1969 Chevy Camaro that was parked outside my mom's place?
Sure looks like it.
We should probably check that out. I'll send...
Hey guys, that siren Sarah chick is using the showers to drown the Farrah Fire Brothers.
I'll get the enchantment medallion.
I'll get the lighter fluid in my pants.
And now, a quick message from our sponsor.
This issue of the Captain Punishment Adventure Hour was brought to you by Some Cuckers Salty Mints, now in refreshing pineapple. Some Cuckers Salty Mints, they'll melt in your mouth, hands, or all over your face.
Captain Punishment and Lardman are off to handle their educational duties with tired and depressed resolve. Will Captain Punishment's school succeed? Find out next week when Captain Punishment knits sweaters for a craft fair in Bella Vista, Arkansas. Same cap time, same cap station. This issue was written by
Mac Welch,
illustrated by Tony Perry, inked by
Emily O'Connor,
Danielle Hernandez,
Sevens Martinez,
colored by
Mike Horton,
lettered by
Jeremiah Jerkowitz,
RJ Battier,
edited by
Michael Hall,
published by
Brenda Welch.
This issue was recorded at
Plain Truth Entertainment Recording Studio, NYC,
and engineered by
Steve Sola, aka The Mix King.
Yeah!
Puss cat, meow, meow. Puss cat, meow, meow. Puss cat, meow.